Outreach workers are busy compiling numbers for the Point in Time Count, a survey of Hawaii's homeless population. Jan Stausch is the director of Partners in Care, the group that marshaled scores of volunteers to help with the count.
The snapshot this year is that we probably have, I'd say, about 50 volunteers less than last year. But the good news is that the volunteers that have come out this year, many of them are repeat volunteers. So they have done the count prior. They've been trained. They had to go through an updated training this year, of course. But we have a lot of skilled volunteers that really know their communities and are really able to connect with those persons that are experiencing homelessness.
And I know there was some concern about the federal shutdown. Did that impact point in time count at all?
No, it did not impact the point in time count at all.
And so tell us, what's the plan for the rest of the week?
So the rest of the week is we have surveyors and outreach staff canvassing the island, and actually there's the same thing happening on the neighbor islands as well through Bridging the Gap, which is the continuum of care there. And so we're going out all week long, and we ask people where they slept on the night of Monday, January 22nd, which was last night, which was the point in time that we're measuring. And so at the end of the week, we'll get all of this information back. We'll start to do all of the data entry, and then we'll start to do the data analysis about what point in time 2018 looked like for our community.
Because you had fewer volunteers this year than last, how will that impact the results? Because I know a couple of years ago there was concern that if you miscounted, then maybe we wouldn't be eligible for as much federal money.
Right. And so the impact on funding in regards to the point in time count is fairly nominal, actually. I actually do prepare the continuum of care application for Oahu's community. And in that application, I think the points that are actually dedicated to point in time are probably less than about 10 out of 200. So the point in time count is really an opportunity for our community to learn about the unsheltered population and how we can better serve them. HUD actually requires very minimal information to be reported back to them, some basic demographic information, but we as a community decided to add some additional questions to the point in time survey this year in order to learn more about those that are experiencing homelessness, particularly that are unsheltered.
Now, the state has said that the count indicated that there was a drop in the number of homeless people out on our streets. How reliable is that data?
The data is reliable in the sense that it provides a snapshot of a point in time. It does have its limitations. It's not a comprehensive needs assessment of what our community needs and what's happening. What it does is it provides us with valuable trending information to ensure that priorities are appropriately aligned. And particularly the Windward region, regions 4 and 6, which is basically upper and lower Windward, were pretty grossly undercounted in 2016. Last year, we did a good job mobilizing the community and getting a lot of volunteers out there. This year, we've done the same thing. We've created a partnership with Lili O'Kalani Trust. They've provided us with some of their sites. A lot of their team members are helping us. And we've also really developed a nice relationship with the faith-based community there as well. So we're learning about how we can do a better job in serving persons, especially in the Windward region, where I've been spending most of my time this week in the count.
Now, I've been to many of these homeless encampments, and I know the one under the viaduct was particularly large because the state didn't move in to clear out the illegal campers. How difficult does that make your count when that area has been dispersed and so they're just moved into the, you know, Iwale, Mapunapuna area, and they're not in one central area?
Yes, and actually it makes it very difficult for the outreach teams who need to locate people in order to provide services. So, you know, as far as the enforcement and things that are happening as far as moving people around, we really don't know the impact yet. As we look at the count this year, we'll start to see if there tends to be trends where other areas see an increase and certain areas see a decrease. It does make it more difficult when we don't know where people are. So that being said, during the count, during this week, we typically have relationships, and we're typically not doing enforcements during this week.
Now, there are other areas like in Waihewa near the bridge where you have to go through a really thick brush in order to actually see these encampments. And it's kind of dangerous because there are a lot of dogs that are just running loose. And so it can be pretty tricky for some of your outreach workers and the volunteers that take part in the survey.
Absolutely. And that's why we really need to have skilled volunteers in certain areas. And in that particular region, we're working in partnership with the Lea Bridge. And their team of outreach workers know that community very well. They've been in those areas, and they have relationships. And because of that, we're able to get a pretty accurate census in those areas now. And that was not the case in years past. So we're really, really grateful for our partnership with the Lea Bridge in particular and doing the count in that area.
So that's really key, is getting the folks who have made the connections with the homeless people, either out on the street, under the bridges, out in the boonies, that they kind of know the community there.
Exactly. And that's really key. It's really key to making sure that you get persons involved in doing the surveying that know their communities and have relationships. In Upper Windward, we're going to be doing a count this evening, and we have some persons that came to the training on Saturday that are actually experiencing homelessness themselves right now, and they've agreed to help, and they're volunteering themselves to go out and census people in their community. They know where people are, they have relationships, and they're comfortable going out. And that's not always it's not always safe for general volunteers that don't have relationships to go into certain areas. So it's really, really important that we have the right volunteers and the right skilled outreach workers helping us with the count.
That said, have we ever had an incident where a volunteer or someone taking part in the count has been injured?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with the count for the rest of the week, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Jen Stausch with Partners in Care. Outreach workers and volunteers across the state will spend the week talking to homeless, asking them where they slept last night. Results of that survey will be released later in the year.